Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Windows Explorer Search Box. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I am going to talk about how to use the search box in Windows 7 in Windows Explorer. Of course, pulling up a folder and using various search filters on the folder to find things that I would like to find. So I am going to start off by going into a folder, and there are some actions I would like to take on certain groups of files in that folder, but they are scattered around. So I'm going to show you how to find them and then show you how to maybe apply some extra search filters to the folder.
Aaron, items, my doc, data, so download, newsly.
Okay, I'm in this folder, and I was doing a download, and for some reason, I got duplicates of various files. They are the same size, they are just duplicates, and I want to delete them. So let's jump to the search box. Windows Explorer always has a search box. The start menu has a search box. This is a cool Windows 7 / Windows Vista thing that I'm glad they have.
Search box edit.
The search box currently is empty. I'm going to type in a query, and I want to type in 99.1, because I want to delete all the files that have that string in them.
Command module tool, tree view, air items view, multi-select list box, not selected, gnm, all Earth's children for the planes of passage, D09.88.99.1.mp3, gnm.
So it gives me a bunch of results. I'm going to go to the top of the list, and I'm going to select all of them. I'm not sure how many there are, but I really don't care that much. I want them all gone.
12 items.
There are 12, so my status line says. So select all.
Gnm, all Earth.
And I'm going to shift delete. Because I don't want them.
Delete multiple items dialog. Are you sure you want to move these 12 items to no but yes button? 99.1 search results in news leisure. Items view list box.
Okay. So it has kept me in the search box. Now I'm going to demonstrate some of the filters that you can have. Some of the other things that the search box does.
My documents.
So I'm going to hit Control E to go to the search box itself. And I'm going to hit F3.
Blank menu, 96.1, 103.
And if you hit down arrow, it will bring up your three
999
last searches. And you hear that one of three? Well, that's a little deceptive, because under your three last searches, you get this.
Date modified.
If you continue to down arrow, you can search by date modified.
Size.
And search by file size.
Date modified.
If you hit enter on date modified, these are your options.
Leaving menus, April 2011, 9, menu.
You have a calendar where you can actually choose the date.
Yesterday, 6/06.
You can actually do more general results. Yesterday.
Earlier this week, 5/06.
Earlier this week.
Last week, 4/06. Earlier this month, 3/06. Earlier this year, 2/06. A long time ago, 1/06.
And a long time ago.
Leaving menus, my documents. Search my documents.
And if I get out of that.
Search box edit.
And
land menu, 96.99.
Go to
date
size.
Size.
What do I have? And you can pick the date from the calendar, too. So size, press enter.
Empty 0 KB, 1/7.
If they're empty.
Tiny 0, 10 KB, 2/7.
Oh, if they're tiny!
Small 10, 100 KB, 3, medium 100 KB, 1 MB, 4, large 116 MB, 5/7, huge 16, 128 MB, 6/7.
Oh gosh, that's huge. What does it call the last one?
Gigantic 128 MB, 7/7.
Whoa! So those are the search filters you can apply. I think that's kind of clever. That is really cool. I didn't even know they existed until recently with the date and the size. So that's just a general way to use the search box. First, an example of deleting things you don't want, using it to kind of find them really quickly, and also giving you an example of some of the various filters that are that you can use to further customize your searches. So really, it is simple as that. Thank you very much, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.